The FBI warned today al-Qaeda may be ready to launch what the agency called spectacular attacks leading to mass casualties. The language of the bulletin is unusually strong, but the administration insists it has no specific information on where, when, or how terrorists might strike. And the White House says it will not change the level of the official Homeland Security alert. NPR's Larry Abramson has this report.
This latest warning follows alerts this week about possible threats to hospitals in Chicago, Houston, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco. The FBI's newest alert is less specific than that, but a lot more dramatic. It says that in selecting the next target, al-Qaeda may favor spectacular attacks that meet several criteria: high symbolic value, mass casualties, and maximum psychological trauma. If that doesn't wake you up, the bulletin goes further. It says that since al-Qaeda may have been weakened by the fall of the Taliban, the terrorists may rely on small-scale terrorist operations against what it called softer targets. That means attacks against civilians. But the disturbing tone of the alert stood in sharp contrast to the matter-of-fact, no-big-deal attitude of government officials today. White House spokesman Scott McClellan tried to calm down jumpy reporters during a briefing, saying this is just one of many warnings that have come out in recent days.
The threat level remains where it is, at the elevated level. We did issue several public warnings recently about the heightened possibility of either a large-scale or several small-scale attacks on the United States at home or against our interests abroad.
Ditto for National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. She insisted the new warning is not a new warning at all.
The warnings that have gone out recently really are a summary of intelligence, not a new warning. This is a summary of intelligence as we know it.
Other officials said the warning is in fact a bulletin, and it appeared in a rather obscure corner of the website for the FBI's National Infrastructure Protection Center under publications, not under warnings. In fact, this bulletin was apparently directed primarily at the people who run what's known as the nation's critical infrastructure. It said the highest priority targets are the aviation, petroleum, and nuclear sectors, as well as national landmarks. And Condoleezza Rice indicated that police and industry were doing something about the elevated risk.
I will say that a lot is being done to bring additional protective measures, particularly to critical infrastructure locations around the United States. There is a very active now program of coordination on this particular period of time with both public and private entities and at the federal, state, and local level.
Rice and other officials have been simultaneously saying al-Qaeda is weakened, but the terrorist threat has increased. They pointed to the release this week of a tape containing what may be the voice of Osama bin Laden. That tape praises recent terror attacks worldwide and threatens more violence. The administration still has not authenticated that tape, but Rice says as terrorists are arrested and al-Qaeda operations are busted up, the administration has more information that it has to process.
One of the reasons that we have different sources of information that we did not have is that we have some of those people in custody who are informing us about how al-Qaeda operates, about what various things might mean.
Despite assurances to the contrary, there was a sense among some officials that maybe this warning or bulletin needed better editing. But no one would say that publicly. Police still say they're glad to get any information from the federal government, and Democrats who've been criticizing the progress of the war on terror said better safe than sorry. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.